試験監督者は所定の位置についてください。人文学部英米文化学科、英語の試験を始めます。リスニング試験の音量を確認するために、最初に30秒間英語の音声を流します。ただし、これはリスニング試験ではありません。音量が小さい場合は手を挙げてください。手が上がっている間は徐々に音量を上げていきます。十分に聞こえると思った時点で上げた手を下ろしてください。
Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Northern Lights Outdoor Adventure Training Program. Today's outdoor course is how to build an igloo. An igloo is a dome-shaped structure built from blocks of snow. Igloo is an Inuit word. These snow houses were originally made in the cold Arctic regions of the north. Before we actually start building, let me give you a quick overview so that you can get an idea of the procedure we will do outside.
これ以降、音量に関する申し出はできません。では、受験番号欄2箇所と氏名欄に記入漏れがないよう確認してください。リスニング試験に回答している間は、筆記試験の問題を見てはいけません。問題紙の2ページ目を開いてください。リスニング試験の問題は、Part 1、Part 2、Part 3に分かれています。Part 1。これから放送される英文をメモを取りながら聞いてください。続いて、7つ質問があります。答えをそれぞれ選択肢の中から選び、回答欄にマークしてください。英文も質問文も1回しか読みませんから、よく注意して聞いてください。Part 1は L1 から L7 までです。では始めます。
Hello, I'm happy to be here today to talk with your neighborhood association.In this talk, I'll explain what a buy-nothing group is and why you should consider creating one for your neighborhood. So first, what is a buy-nothing group? A buy-nothing group is a hyper-local Facebook group. People in this local group freely give away to each other items they no longer want.You are not allowed to ask for money or trade things in buy-nothing groups. In the group, you can post anything you'd like to give away or lend to neighbors. You can also post requesting any item that you'd like to receive or borrow. You need to keep it legal, and no hate speech is permitted. It's strictly a gift economy, so no buying,Selling or trading is allowed. So, now you know what buy-nothing groups are. How do you actually join and use them? To join, simply search Facebook for buy-nothing and your city's name. Most cities have many groups, so make sure it's the right one for your neighborhood. After joining, you are ready to post.Posts begin with either the word gift or ask. Then state the item that is being offered or requested. So, for example, gift, girl's dress. When giving, pictures and descriptions are very helpful. Most people will let their post sit for 1 to 2 days before selecting who they will give the item to.There are various ways to decide who gets an item. It's really up to you how you want to do that. After you've given the item, update the posting to gifted so that people know the item is gone. When arranging pickup with the person who will receive it, be clear about when and how you need the pickup to happen.Many people offer porch pickup. Just leave the item at your front door. Others prefer to meet in public places. If you aren't comfortable giving out your address, then don't. Find a local public place to do the pickup. So, that's how Buy Nothing works. Finally, I'd like to talk about the benefits of joining a Buy Nothing community. There are various benefits you can enjoy from becoming a part of a Buy Nothing community. First is saving money. I joined my local Buy Nothing group about 5 years ago. At the time, money was very tight, and I was looking for additional ways to save. Buy Nothing allowed me to get secondhand clothes, shoes, books, and toys for my kids. Another great thing about joining your local Buy Nothing community is that it helps to reduce waste. Many donation centers have a lot of waste because they simply cannot sell all the items they receive. Giving directly to the end user gives the item another chance at being used. It helps keep it from ending up in the garbage. In addition to giving an item another chance at being used, participating in a Buy Nothing group can help you to rethink consumption. How often do you order something on Amazon simply because it is so easy? Well, I don't think it's always wrong to do that. Being a part of a Buy Nothing community may help you to consider alternatives. In a culture that tends to be consumer-driven, Buy Nothing can help you to live more simply and sustainably. Finally, joining your local Buy Nothing group will likely mean that you connect with people who live near you that you otherwise would not have. I've heard wonderful stories of friendships formed through different groups. If you're new to a neighborhood or just haven't met many people yet, this is a great way to join your community. Now that you know what a Buy Nothing group is, why not try joining your local one? It's a great way to give, receive, and build community.
L1. What are people in Buy Nothing groups not allowed to do? L2. Who receives the item from the giver? L3. How can the giver deliver the item to the receiver? L4. What is the first benefit of Buy Nothing groups? L5. What is the second benefit of Buy Nothing groups? L6. What does the speaker hope the listeners will do? L7. What is the fourth benefit of Buy Nothing groups?
Part 2。これから長い会話文が流れます。会話の途中に英語で質問があります。 会話文も質問文も1回しか読みませんから、よく注意して聞いてください。Part 2は L8 から L14 までです。
Morning, Laura.
Oh, hi, Marcus. So you're taking a German language class too?
That's right.
I thought you were going to take another science class.
Oh, I've got to pick up a language class for my future career.
Are you looking forward to learning German?
Sure. I heard the class is difficult, but I want to be able to read German.
Why? You're a science major, right?
Well, there are a lot of scientific papers written in German. I need to be able to read German.
I didn't realize German is so important in science. Plus, it will help your job hunting.
That's right. I think it will strengthen my chances to get a job after I graduate.
L8. Why is the man choosing a German class this year? L9. What is the man's major?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe you'll find a job at a German car company.
Sounds good. I like the idea of combining science and language. It sounds more interesting than working for an American car company.
Working abroad sounds challenging, but it sure is exciting.
Why are you taking this course?
Well, I have no choice. I need to pass the German class to graduate. This is a required course for me. At least Dr. Schultz is supposed to be a very engaging language teacher.
Well, his website is really entertaining, at least. He's got a hilarious little language game on it. Anyway, he's also got some good information there.
L10. What kind of job is the man interested in? L11. Why is the woman taking the German class? L12. What do the students know about the professor?
Did you pick up your textbook yet?
No, I've been looking for a second-hand copy before I spend big money on a new one. It's expensive, $35.
They're all so expensive, aren't they? Why do poor college students have to pay so much for textbooks? Nobody reads them except the students that take the courses.
That's why I want to find a second-hand copy. Do you think there are copies at the used bookstore across from the campus?
They don't have any there now. I checked.
L13. What is the problem with the course textbook? L14. What kind of textbook are the students looking for?
Part 3. これから短い会話文が流れます。それぞれの会話文について英語で質問があります。会話文も質問文も1回しか流れません。よく注意して聞いてください。Part 3は L15 から L23 までです。では、始めます。
L15
How did you like the movie you saw last night?
I can't say it was the best I've ever seen.
Then you wouldn't recommend it, would you?
Certainly not. Do not waste your time.
How did the man like the movie? L16.
Are you going to the post office?
Yes. Why are you asking?
I'm just finishing a letter, but I still need a few minutes. I'll go with you if that's okay.
Sure. I guess I can wait for a few minutes. Let me know when you're ready to go.
What does the woman want? L17.
Did you hear what happened to Timmy yesterday?
No. Is there something wrong with him?
He was in a minor car accident. He hit some shopping carts in the parking lot.
Really? I hope nobody got injured.
Where was Timmy's accident? L18.
I'm not pleased with the way my shirts look when they are cleaned.
Why not find another dry cleaner?
I've already done that once, but I have the same problem.
Then you should try washing them yourself. That might help.
What is the man's problem? L19.
I heard you're taking a Spanish class at the community college.
Yes, I'm visiting my uncle in Spain next spring.
Are you? I'm going to France next year. Maybe I should take a French class.
I have a course catalog. You can see whether or not they're offering a French course next semester.
What is the woman thinking about doing? L20.
Have you started your research project for the management class?
Well, I've decided on a topic, but I haven't actually started the research yet.
You're late. You don't have that much time before the deadline.
I know. Actually, I went to the library yesterday, but wasn't sure where to look.
What is the man's problem? L21.
Shall we watch the soccer match tonight at the pub?
I didn't know there was a match tonight.
Shame on you. The England national team is playing against Germany.
You know I don't like soccer very much, but sure, I'll join you at the pub.
What will the woman do tonight? L22.
How much of a tip should we leave?
No more than $5.
Why do you say that? Wouldn't it be too little?
No, not at all. The service was slow and the server was rude. If it was up to me, I wouldn't even leave a tip.
Why is the man angry? L23.
You look really tired. Did you sleep well last night?
Well, actually, I was able to sleep only a little bit. I haven't had a good sleep for days.
Oh, really? What's the problem?
The traffic around my new apartment is so noisy, even at night, especially on the weekends.
Why does the woman have a sleeping problem?
これでリスニング試験を終了します。次のページを開いて、 筆記試験の回答を始めてください。なお、問題紙に書かれているページ数を見て、問題紙に乱調及び落調がないことを確認してから始めてください。